this evening and on to other business. Our first item of other business is subdivision 2017-19 Headwater Cove final subdivision plan.
This is a final subdivision plan for the subdivision of an 81.99 acre parcel of land into a 163 single family lots using the clustered development option and access from Dorman Road, Sussex County Road 288A. The preliminary subdivision plan was approved by the Planning and Zoning Commission on April 26, 2018. The final subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County zoning and subdivision code. Additionally, the plan complies with all conditions of approval, and the tax parcels are District 234, Map 11, parcels 58, 66.01, that should be 66 and 66.01, and the zoning district is AR1, Agricultural Residential Zoning District, and staff are in receipt of all agency approvals. Thank you.
Okay.
Does anybody have any questions on this one or comments? All right, Mr. Chairman, I make a motion to approve this final subdivision plan for 2017-19 Headwater Cove.
I second.
The move is seconded to approve subdivision 2017-19 Headwater Cove subdivision as a final. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is subdivision 2018-5 Lot 10 Meadowview final subdivision plan.
This is a final subdivision plan for the creation of two single family lots and related improvements. The preliminary subdivision plan approval was granted by the Planning Commission at its meeting of June 14, 2018, and the property is located on the west side of Camp Road, Sussex County Road 532, and the final subdivision plan is in compliance with the Sussex County Zoning and Subdivision Code and all conditions of approval. The tax parcel is District 331, Map 2, and Parcel 18.13, and the zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential Zoning District, and staff are in receipt of all agency approvals.
Just out of curiosity, how do they get onto this property? It looks like the road just starts in the middle and ends in the middle, or is that just me?
It has road frontage?
Yeah, it looks like it's just not highlighted, but there's a road that goes off of Camp Road,
yes,
and then it connects off to that.
So there's an existing, and then
I was like,
yeah.
So it's existing, and then everything shadowed is new.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you. That's it.
I figured there
was an answer. I just.
Mr. Chairman, in regard to 2018-5 Lot 10 Meadowview, I move for approval of the final site plan.
A second.
Move seconded to approve subdivision 2018-5 Lot 10 Meadowview site plan as a final. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is site plan 18-81 Stafford Street Capital preliminary site plan.
This is a preliminary site plan for a 41-unit multifamily development located on a 6.86-acre parcel of land off of Shady Road, and that's Sussex County Road 276, for a density of 5.98 dwelling units to the acre. The site plan shows the 41 units split into 9 separate buildings with a total of 82 spaces provided, including the garages. The preliminary site plan complies with the zoning code, and the zoning is MR, that's Medium Density Residential Zoning District, and the tax parcel is District 334, Map 6, and parcels 511 and 512, and staff are awaiting agency approvals. Thank you.
When did we hear this one?
You heard this one last year, I believe. It came through as a change of zone with a conditional use.
Additional use 2106.
All right, Mr. Chairman, I make a motion for acceptance of the preliminary site plan for S-18-81 Stafford Street Capital. And staff can do the final, correct?
Sure.
Yep.
Okay. with the final by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve site plan 18-81 Stafford Street Capital as a preliminary with final approval to be by the staff subject to receipt of all other approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is Lands of Anderson, minor subdivision off a 30-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision off of a 30-foot easement over an existing entrance to create three lots. Lot 1 measuring 6.009 acres plus or minus, lot 2 measuring 6 acres plus or minus, and with a residual lot measuring 8.001 acres plus or minus, located off of Gravel Hill Road, that's Sussex County Route 248. The zoning district is AR1, Agricultural Residential Zoning District, and the tax parcel ID is District 234, Map 21, Parcel 26.01. Staff are in receipt of all agency approvals. Thank you.
What's up with the 30 feet?
Yeah. Based on the new regulations for Chapter 99, there is no minimum right-of-way for roads anymore.
Under 4 units.
Yes. Well, no, actually, there is just no minimum.
Yeah, for anything. That's true.
There's no minimum 50 foot anymore. We try to encourage them to have something larger, but if they can make it work. But that's still up to the review and consideration and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Well, that was a question I had, and I don't know if this is appropriate even at this point, but the maintenance road agreement, is there...
Yeah, that's going to be required anyway.
We actually asked for a note on the plan about the maintenance, because we do see that now, so we actually do ask for that to be a note on the plan that there will be an agreement for the maintenance.
If we don't have it in ordinance anymore,
when did this?
So that was it. It wasn't on this. You have to remember, this pulls in the Chapter 99 street design standards,
yeah.
And we went through that ordinance maybe a year or two ago.
Okay, and that was part of that.
Yeah, and we thought about it for major subdivisions, because it gives greater design flexibility on a major subdivision with the engineers, depending on what type of roads they're installing. And I don't know that anybody really considered how it would affect these, three lotters, like we say.
Again, we do try to encourage a larger right-of-way for the easement, just in case there's any issues.
Is that it for the discussion? Okay. Mr. Chair, I move for approval of the minor subdivision off a 30-foot easement with final approval. Well, they have all their agency approvals, right?
Correct.
So I move for approval.
Second.
We're moving seconded to approve minor subdivision off a 30-foot easement for Lands of Anderson. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is Lands of Hearn, minor subdivision off a 50-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision off a 50-foot easement over an existing driveway to create one lot measuring 1.6551 acres plus or minus, with a residual parcel measuring 1.71 acres plus or minus, located off of Delmar Road, that's Route 54. The zoning district is AR1, Agricultural Residential Zoning District, and the tax parcel ID is District 532, Map 20, Parcel 26.00. Staff are in receipt of all agency approvals. Thank you.
Any discussion on this one? Okay, Mr. Chair, I make a motion for approval of the Lands of Hearn. Yes, I'm sorry, Lands of Hearn for a minor subdivision off 30-foot easement.
50.
50.
This one's 50.
I'm sorry, 50.
Yep.
And you already have the approval, so I make a motion to approve.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve the minor subdivision off of 50-foot easement for the Lands of Hearn. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is Lands of Cary, minor subdivision off of 50-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision off a 50-foot easement over an existing access road to create one lot measuring 1 acre plus or minus, with a residual parcel measuring 29.99 acres plus or minus, which is to remain in agricultural preservation and be further subdivided into three additional tracts measuring 14.5 acres, 14.5 acres and 1 acre plus or minus, located on the east side of Clendaniel Pond Road. The Agricultural Preservation Foundation has given preliminary approval of this subdivision with the understanding that it will not be recorded without the Planning and Zoning Office first having received a letter of no objection from the Ag Preservation Foundation. The zoning district is AR1, Agricultural Residential Zoning District, and the tax parcel ID is District 230, Map 13, Parcel 99.00. Staff are awaiting agency approvals, and we're also awaiting that Ag Preservation letter. So.
Mr. Chairman, in regards to lands of Cary, I move for approval of the minor subdivision off a 50-foot easement with final approval subject to staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve a minor subdivision off a 50-foot easement for lands of Cary, subject to receipt of all other approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is lands of William G. Calloway, minor subdivision off a 50-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision for the subdivision of 154 acres into one lot of 2.26 acres plus or minus with a residual parcel of 151.4 acres and located off a proposed 54 ingress access easement off of Calloway Road, that's Sussex County Route 558. The tax parcel ID is District 531, Map 2, Parcel 10. The zoning district is AR1, Agricultural Residential Zoning District, and staff are awaiting agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman, in regards to lands of William G. Calloway, I move for approval of the minor subdivision off a 50-foot easement with final approval subject to staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
A second.
Moved second to approve minor subdivision off a 50-foot easement for lands of William G. Calloway, subject to receipt of all other approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Okay, that completes our agenda. Referring back to our public hearings, our first public hearing was subdivision 2018-33 over Brook Meadows West.
I have some questions about this one. I just wonder what can we do? Because in concept, you know, we've had roads that were supposed to be worked on in 1983 that have not been in Sussex County. So, I mean, they could build all of this and we still don't have overpass or a safe way for these people to get in and out of the highway, and traffic's not getting slower and it's not getting better. And so if I were to write up an approval of this, could we limit the number? Could we say you can't get a building permit until the overpass is in? Or could I just put a denial in because they're only asking for the amount they could have no matter what?
Well, is it? I mean, that is it like a catch 22? Is it a situation where this, if they can't come to terms between the developer and the state, then the state can be forced to start paying rent? Did I get that straight?
Yeah, and I'm not sure. I completely.
So in other words, it's like. They are kind of coming back and wanting to read. I mean, everybody, it's like she says, everybody's losing. You kind of have to come back and say, look, in order for us to be able to keep these rails greased and keep this thing moving, we all kind of have to take another look at this thing. And you know, a few more cars pulling out there on Route 1 probably isn't going to make that much difference. And it'll keep us from having to pay rent, take your tax money and pay this developer a lot of rent.
Well, and so I guess I agree with that in part. With the, and it's interesting to me what they said about phasing, because you know, we have this MOU with DLDOT that goes back to the
80s.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can't even remember, it's old, but it talks about
Kermit Justice.
Yeah, right. I mean, it talks about on rezonings and site plans phasing, you know, to coordinate with the DLDOT road improvements. You know, so we've got that phasing plan, but the issue, I agree with you, but that presupposes that DLDOT's going to build that stuff when they're supposed to. You know, I think that's the the issue with the whole thing. You know, so I don't know.
I guess we just have to be a little bit concerned that you know, at some point it can just kind of be a deal breaker and everybody kind of walks away and we never do get the overpass.
It's,
you know, I would say the flip side is that you get all the houses and you don't get the overpass. I mean, it's so neither one of those is a good situation. You know, that's the thing. Right. So,
well, yeah.
But I mean, in
I almost wanted to say, is there anything? You know, it's one of those deals like we say to people: is there anything else you think you might need? Let's go ahead and just make sure, you know, if it's not going to hurt us too much, let's go ahead and give it to you now so we can get the cotton picking overpass or have a better chance of getting it.
Right, the money going towards the overpass.
Yeah,
well, I'm hoping that's what the memorandum is that they're making is going to say, that it actually has to go toward that and not just...
Well, because this, yeah, you know, or it's on a potentially bigger scale. Well, whatever, I'm not going to say it. We've just seen it. We've been down this road before,
right.
You know.
I am just very concerned about people pulling out onto the highway and then saying, well, I'm trying to get to the beach. And so, I mean, you know, people say, gee, Kim, how can you travel to other countries? Aren't you worried, you know, when you were in Africa? I'm like, I put my life on the line every single day. I go out on the highway and somebody who doesn't know where they're going goes, oh, wait, I got to be over there. I mean, that's a daily occurrence down at the beach. So I can see people, you know, there's theory of that, yeah, it'll be safer, they'll go down, they'll go around and all that. But in reality, somebody's going to bust across there, try to get over. It's just, it's terrifying to me. At least on your question about Cave Neck Road, they have other ways they could go. They could go up and around and down if the traffic's too bad. This way, they could go other directions. So... But no, Cave Neck Road is terrible too.
I know. I mean, half the time I'll just go on past and then turn around and come back to get.
That's probably safer since that whole intersection is not lined up correctly. Anyway, but that's neither here nor there on this. So anyway, so those are my concerns. Anybody have any?
I think we all agree with the concerns over the traffic. I just don't. You know, I don't. We could say that anywhere. I think, and as much as DLDOT's working with us now and being at the meetings, and I truly appreciate all that, but
right.
There needs to be more accountability on them with timelines. Because these developments they've been happening.
Right.
And we've been told that this is going to, the developer's contributing to this light that's going to come, and then the light doesn't come. It's we have to work together, but.
Well, either way, I would like to defer to be able to think about this some more.
I agree.
Yeah.
But you know, we do want to be careful that you know, it's my understanding that, you know, that over the years, DLDOT has tried to work things out with us down here in Sussex County, and. You know, when they kind of throw a deal on the table, and in this case, maybe they're coming back and saying, hey, we wanted to renegotiate a little bit. What I've heard is that
right.
The history is that they are always able to say, well, you know, we gave them a deal, but you know, Sussex County couldn't help us pull it off, and that's why you don't have any more roads down here.
I do feel like sometimes, yes, DLDOT's damned if they do and damned if they don't. But.
Well, I think what's looking back on it, what it seems to me was going on was that in the original letter, the restriction of 20 units was to get the developer to the table, because there's no way they were going to do that. You know, there's no way that they could work that out. And they probably all kind of knew that, but it was what they had. So this is what's happened is that you know, and these are the negotiations that we're not a part of. You know, we don't have a seat at that
right.
table. That's between the applicant and DLDOT. And this apparently is what, you know, they've worked out. And we're in this difficult position where DLDOT is essentially saying, trust me, you know, that I'm going to do what, you know, what we're saying we're going to do. Well, you know, that's kind of hard sometimes because it doesn't always happen that way. And I know things change, but what I'm hoping for all of this is that they do seem to be more visible They do seem to be working together with us more closely. We seem to have more contacts with them. And what I'm hoping we can do is just keep the pressure on them to keep moving ahead and making these projects happen when they say they're going to. Because that, as I said earlier, that overpass, nothing to do with this development. That's been needed.
I agree.
You know, right. So I mean, whether this happens or not, you know, this is the catch 22 we're in. If this subdivision doesn't happen, then that's likely to postpone the construction of that overpass. I mean, absolutely, we're doing it backwards. We should be building the overpass first, you know, but until our legislature, you know, appropriates the funds to do that, and you know, nobody wants a tax increase, so here we are. You know, we're negotiating with developers to get things paid for. So, on that happy note, though, we'll entertain a deferral.
Make a motion to defer for further consideration.
My second.
Moved and seconded to defer action on subdivision 2018-33 Overbrook Meadows West. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is conditional use number 2167. Karen Miller.
This one, I just caution, you know, I see there's three parts to this. There's whether you approve it, whether you deny it, and then enforcement down the line. It seems like that's going to be an issue, just to keep that in mind, like, you know, thinking about what you would require them to do and things like that. So.
How many yard sales or whatever are they allowed to have without having this? I mean, if they just...
It's five or fewer. I want to say either do the three or five per year, and I just cannot remember the number off the top of my head, but it's not a lot.
Yeah.
I think it's like three.
Right.
The property's a mess. There's a lot that needs to be done before they can even put this facility in.
He has a question. He is, at this point, is prohibited from doing any other sales. Is that right? He can't have.
We have asked him to stop because this was not his first violation.
Right. Okay. So, at least in theory, he should not be having any other sales until, and if this gets approved, he still can't do them until he has his site plan approved and all that good stuff, right?
Yes.
The opposition, I think most of his concerns or the HOA's concerns could be alleviated by the off-road parking if there's enough off-road parking. They're just meeting the code for the amount of parking.
See, and I beg to differ on that because I think people see a yard sale, they're going to pull up wherever.
I agree. No parking signs aren't going to stop them.
Well, if that's the case, and I tend to agree with you, I have a real problem creating problems on 24 on any highway. I mean, we just had that other one, you know, where they wanted to park on the, you know, parking on the highway.
On 16.
They're going across the street.
Right.
Creating hazards like that, we're not in that business. I mean, you know, I would just be very concerned that even with 18 parking spaces on site, you're going to have people, like you said, they, you know, yard sailors, they're going to pull off wherever, you know.
And if he builds his building and...
He's not building a building.
He's just putting in a gravel place.
Which, you know, And the thought crossed my mind is he's disturbing more than 5,000 square feet. He's going to be involved in stormwater management.
Yes.
Right.
And my thought is even if it was approved, it may never happen because the cost of complying with, you know, might
be.
But that's not our problem. Yeah. That's his problem. The question for us is should it be there at all?
Well, before I use the word building, I was going to say, he sounds like his product is getting better. As the word gets out, he's going to attract more and more people, and 18 parking spaces just isn't going to get it done. So we are going to have cars on the road.
Well,
the American dream, so we can't fight that, but
I know I'm torn. I think it's a safety issue. You know, as much as I'd like to see people be able to do what they want to with their land and all that, I'm very concerned about people parking on 24.
Janelle, if this were occurring in a C1 zone, it would be just a matter of site plan approval, right?
Correct.
See, this is the point is, well, there are places you could do this, mm-hmm. right?
It depends if it was like a vacant lot, in a parking lot or something. If they're using it like specially, then they'd have to go through a special event permit, because you can't take up somebody's parking lot the entire weekend. But that's if they could get approval. Because we see, to the Board of Adjustment would see every once in a while, you know, a tent sale in the property. You know, they'd put up a tent for a couple of times a year for so many days, and then it would go away.
But that wouldn't be like 24
that would,
times a year.
No, it was, it's usually limited. Well, sometimes it'd be like,
if this property were zoned C1, then he would not need a change of zone or conditional use or anything. He would just need a site plan approval.
Yeah, if it was a vacant C1, he probably.
Yes, because it should just be under retail use.
The point I'm making is there are places where that activity could take place. You know, we don't necessarily have to create one.
What is the zoning around him?
It was AR1 and MR and GR.
Because I mean, he's right. Yeah, I was looking about where he was on the road. Because
just a little bit up there is probably C1 at the intersection.
Yeah, I was going to say it, because it's not too far up.
Yeah,
whatever that filling station.
It's just referenced in your staff analysis. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah.
And then the issue on the access road. You know, if the man in the back owns that road, he could shut the whole thing
that's
down.
That's why anyways. I was asking the question. I don't think, you know, I mean, that's something I think needs to be determined.
Should you keep the record open long enough to check that?
Well, the record's closed, but what I can do is
I can provide
you that letter.
You can look up.
Oh, you have the letter?
Yeah, the letter from the neighbor.
Oh, okay.
I have that if you want to see.
We were wondering
that.
Who owns the road.
I can find that report.
That's just information. That's mm-hmm. not.
Well, if the guy in the back owns the road, that would have a lot of weight in.
Yeah, that could shut down the whole.
Seems to me too. If I don't know if there's an agreement, but if the agreement contemplated residential uses, that would be the other thing. You know, if it's limited to just the single family dwellings.
Yeah. Well,
okay, whatever. Yeah, I can look up.
I think we might want to defer action.
I'll make a motion to defer.
Second.
Moving and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 2167, Karen Ann Miller. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is conditional use number 2168, Michael S. Mears.
It's pretty simple if you all wanted to act on it.
I think we'll just give him some more.
Yeah, they're asking for 7.
Can we give 12 and 3 or 4 or something? Huh?
Yeah, give
them
12.
12
is fine. So it would be
3 or 4 trailers.
You want to amend condition?
Well, let me ask this real quick, because it was right now it's no more than 7 business vehicles or trailers. So I'm not sure if it's 12 vehicles plus 3 trailers, just so we know what the numbers are you're talking about. Because right now it's a total of 7.
That's what I mean.
Yeah,
that's what I was saying.
But he says 7 employees.
Don't worry about it.
Oh, okay. I'm a total.
Okay, 12.
Okay, yeah, that's what my question was.
Plus
yeah.
equipment.
At 12 total.
I think he needs every bit of 12.
He's got 7
and that's,
total now.
And that's important. Okay. That's
give him at least
can we word it in a way that 15. it doesn't
15.
His
give him
personal
15.
Vehicle.
Yeah, there you go.
I like that.
Give him 15.
That's all I need. I just needed 15. A nudge.
If he can fit 15 on that lot, I will eat a bug.
Well, the only thing I will say, just
I think
that,
he sounds like a good guy. He
yeah, just double play devil's advocate for a second.
Yeah, I mean, he can sell it.
Yeah, we've got a bunch of letters in support based on 7. So, you know, I don't know that everybody would have supported 20. You know what I mean? Just think about that too.
Right, so he's asking for 7.
Right.
Well, he's asking for 7, but he's already got 2 trailers. So he's
and he's already got 7 employees.
Yeah, right.
So he's already maxed out.
Right. Yeah.
You've got a point if it's... If
any other equipment applies too, other than the trailer?
No, it doesn't. No? It's just vehicles or trailers. But then we talk about equipment. So to your point, I'd leave that alone just because...
Okay, I mean, I like that.
Yeah,
okay.
And then it talks about business vehicles or trailers. So that would exclude his personal car.
So we want to say 14?
Okay, so it would be to amend condition number one to state that there shall be no more than 14 business vehicles or trailers parked in the area at any one time.
That's condition seven.
And then condition seven was no more than seven employed, non-relative employees. Did you want to increase that too?
Do the same thing. It's 14 to 14.
So let me read it off. So the motion, and you can just say so moved.
Yes, I like it.
So it would be to amend condition number one to state that there shall be no more than 14 business vehicles or trailers parked in this area at any one time, and to amend condition seven to state that there shall be no more than 14 non-relative employees.
So moved.
Yeah. Second.
Moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 2168, Michael S. Mears, for the reasons and with the stipulations stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
Carried 4-0. No, 4-1. I'm sorry. 4-1. I'll be all right. It's late. Our next public hearing was change of zone number 1875, LW and JT Mitchell Family LP.
All right. Any other thoughts, questions on this?
This actually sounds like, even though it's a change of zone, but the way they suggested they might use the property sounds like it's going to solve another big problem of people crossing a highway.
Yeah.
In various states of impairment. So,
not been on the commission long, but walking across busy arteries to the beach, none of us are fond of that. If it helps with that.
Yeah.
Well, and I think they pretty much got the message. I came short of actually agreeing completely that they would have interconnectivity with any other development that came along there, which I'm assuming is all going to be commercial based on what we've heard and seen,
yeah.
Which by the county law they would have to, county ordinance would have to.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
But you know, if they're there first, you got to tell them. So, I think we're okay. So, should I defer for?
Yeah, you can defer and
we're sure.
Get help on that.
Make a motion. I mean, I'm fine with.
You got just as long as you want to give good reasons for it. So,
I mean, C3 will solve problems of safety problems with parking in the area, of people parking across the highway. It's in line with the zoning that's there now and what should be zoned there now, since we've got a church and other businesses there. And C3 is the church zone, right?
The churches are everywhere.
So, churches are permitted in any zoning district.
Okay. Let's see. Maybe I should defer.
Yeah.
I mean, are I given enough good reasons, or do I need to just think about it?
I'm not supposed to participate in this one.
Okay, yeah,
I'll tell you what.
I'll think about it.
You might just want to defer.
I'll defer and write them down. Because all right, make a motion to defer for further consideration, which obviously I need.
I'll second it.
It's moved and seconded to defer action on change of zone number 1875 LW and JT Mitchell Family LP. All in favor, say aye.
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 I will say this is neutral to that one in particular because of the timing. It's not going to make any difference if we defer because council will still hear a recommendation before the hearing. So
okay.
It doesn't jam up anybody.
Okay.
All right. Our next public hearing was ordinance 19-6, an ordinance to amend chapter 115, article 4, section 11525 of the Code of Sussex County regarding cluster subdivisions.
Would council present a motion to approve?
This one, I mean, if you're...
I think we can make a motion.
Yeah, I just recommend approval. Just maybe if you have reason so that council knows, you know, if you're inclined to approve it, I should say recommend approval. Just give reasons why, you know, so that they know what the vote was. Even if it's just during your discussion on it, you know, so not necessarily the motion. The motion could just be I recommend approval.
Well, I think it does what we've been trying to do. One of the things that we've lamented for a while, I did appreciate the
engineer's thoughts on this.
I had three. I'm sorry.
But I think that as long as people know what they're up against, what they've got to do, they'll do it and figure out a way. These people are much more creative than I am on how they can do things. Streamline the process.
I had four calls within a week of this being discussed at county council. People telling me this is a positive change. Get it done.
Okay.
Just a motion.
Make a motion to approve the recommended ordinance 19-6.
Second.
Moved and seconded to recommend approval of ordinance 19-6. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, that completes our agenda for the evening. Anyone have anything for the good of the order?
Just if you have any questions or concerns about the iPads, please give us a call. Or if you want to come in, not next week, but the week after, staff will be happy to meet with you. I'll be happy to help you out and try to figure out any questions out. And we can also get you in touch with IT, and they can help you as well.
I have a question. How do you get it back in the box?
It will not fit in the box, due to the case. So in the box.
Find a 14-year-old.
Has your chargers.
Yeah, just ask your kids.
Stand adjourned. Peace.